Hi everyone, so my name is Francis Laniel, and today I will present you Inspector Gadget, an eDPF-based tool to observe containers. So, first of all, what are containers? Containers permit you to run applications isolated from each other. So, on the figure on the right, you can see that there are actually three containers, and three applications, A, B, and C. To isolate and run those applications, we rely on a container engine like Cryo or Containerd. The container engine will ask to the operating kernel, to the host operating system, to create containers for us. So, contrary to virtual machine, where you have a guest operating system and a host operating system, all containers here share the same host operating system. So, container engine will ask to the kernel to create new containers, but sadly in the Linux kernel, there is no structure used to represent a container, like you have the task structure represents a task, there is no such structure. Instead, the container relies on several features provided to you by the kernel. To have security isolation, you will rely on the namespaces. For example, with the moon namespaces, each container will have its own set of files. And for example, container A will not be able to access file of container B except explicit sharing. To isolate this time resources, you will use the C group. So you will be able to dedicate a resource to one container. For example, with the memory C group, you will be able to limit the memory footprint of a container. For example, you will set the limit to 2 GB, and if your container allocate and try to touch 3 GB, it will be out of memory killed. So, containers are really cool because they permit you to isolate different workloads. Sadly, using them poses several problems, particularly when something is wrong, and to debug them. First, it is harder to attach debugger to a running application. You can still do it, but it is not as simple as running GDB and running things locally. Also, you will need to take into account the communication between different containers. Nowadays, it isn't that common to explode your application into several microservices. For example, if you have a website, you will have maybe one container for the web server and another container for the database engine. So you will need to be sure that those two containers communicate, otherwise your website will just do nothing. To do so, we developed Inspector Gadget, which is a Swiss Army knife based on eBPF. It comes with actually two binary local gadget, the first one to debug locally running container, and kubectl gadget, which this time focus on containers running in Kubernetes cluster. So on the figure, I will show you the different tools offered by Inspector Gadget and which part of the kernel they permit to monitor. The first type of gadget we have are the tracer. The tracer will basically print events as they are going on the standard output. So for example, with trace exec, you will be able to trace the call made to the syscall exec. With trace mount, you will be able to monitor the call to the syscall mount, which can be pretty useful when you need to mount volume. And for example, with trace out of memory kill, you will trace when the out of memory killer kills one application. Then we will find the profile category. So for example, the profile category, you will make it run for a given amount of time. And with profile block IO, you will get information regarding the distribution of your input output. Then you will find the snapshot category, which will give you some information on the system as it is running at time T. So for example, with snapshot process, you will be able to get all the processes which are running in your containers or you can also get this information for your whole Kubernetes cluster. Then you will find the top category. So the top category mimics the top command line interface tool as it will print a ranking on information which will be actualized each second. So for example, with top file, you will get information regarding the file that are the most accessed. Then the last category is there is only one gadget in this category, and it is trace loop. Trace loop can be seen as S trace, but for containers. So you will be able to monitor all the syscall done by your container. Okay, so before going into the internal architecture of Inspector Gadget and what is eBPF, I will show you a small demonstration to compile local gadget trace exec, so the tool to trace exec syscall made by container running locally, and exec noop, which is an already existing eBPF tool. Okay, so we will first create a test container. So the test container will execute sleep periodically. And then we will now trace the new processes creation using exec snoop. So exec snoop is an eBPF tool based and made by iovisor BCC people. So as you can see, there are two types of sleep. There is one sleep 0.3 second and one other sleep 0.5 second. Sadly, in my container, I only use 0.3 second. So the 0.5 is done by the host. And I'm not interested at all at processes running in my host. To do so, I will use local gadget to trace the same types of events, but this time I will be able to get only the event inside the container. And as you can see, we will get